Welcome to Coffee Chat with Lisa. Coffee Chats are spontaneous podcast episodes you will find in your podcast player anytime I have time-sensitive information or just want to share what's going on in real time with Organize 365. These podcasts will disappear as soon as the information is out of date. So grab a hot cup of coffee and listen in to find out what's new.
Take 2400.
We're already recording and we're leaving that in because that is Monique, your director of the certification program, who you should know her voice almost as well as you know my voice, especially if you have a Sunday basket, because she is the host of the Sunday Basket Club. She is the coordinator and the host of the Friday Workbox Club. She's in charge of anything and everything that has to do with teaching you workboxes, Sunday baskets, certification, retreats. She's the reason why we even have an Embrace event. She's like, Lisa, you need to have an Embrace event. Monique, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm so glad to be here. This is so fun. Yes, I called Lisa one day and said, you need to have a retreat because I want to come.
Yeah, she's why we have retreats. She's why we have conferences. She's why we have a certification program. She's one of the very first three people that ever signed up for the certification program, which, if you don't know, you've probably heard of the Sunday Basket because I talk about it all the time. But when Monique signed up for the certification program for the Sunday Basket, there was no physical Sunday Basket. There weren't even 2.0 slash pockets. There was only a red, orange, yellow, green, blue slash pocket. That's it. I would teach and that class live.
And a colored paper handout.
Yeah, that I was running off on my colored printer. And what's so funny about that is, okay, so Monique has not been on the Organize 365 team as long as some of the other team members. But Monique has been following Organize 365 longer than anyone who's been on the team because she found me year one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the other day, I'm going to out you, Monique.
Oh,
you're okay. You're like, I've been going through all this paperwork and everything. Have I bought every single thing you've ever bought? I'm like, yeah, you have, including coaching and everything. Monique has like been all in on the Organize 365 train since all the way back to 2012. I would venture to say, like, I know where we're going. I think that you probably have an even bigger vision, a clearer vision of where Organize 365 is going than even I do.
I don't know. You're a visionary, Lisa.
Yeah, but you, like, when I come up with ideas, you always say, yes, and then you add something on it. I'm like, oh, like, you understand, because you understand direct sales. You understand the workshop model. You're a professional organizer. You understand this sisterhood that we are building of people all over the United States who are helping people get their paper organized physically in person. Mm-hmm. You understand that like I understand it. Not everyone understands what we're doing here. And you, in your mind, we're at like, I don't know, 75, 80 people that are doing that. Like you, like I can see it 500, 1,000, 2,000, 10,000. Like we can see 10,000 people running workshops all over the place. Like, we can see it in our mind.
I can see local, I can see regional live workshops.
Yeah.
That's like the next thing.
We get so excited. We get so excited about this. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the certification program. It's not been open for at least 18 months. I think it's been 2 years since we officially opened the certification program. It was quite a while before even the pandemic hit.
It was in 18.
Might have been. It's been a long time since we've added people into the certification program. And that's because once the pandemic hit, all the certified organizers were only licensed to teach live in-person workshops. They weren't allowed to do anything online.
Virtual wasn't even
a
thing. I mean, there were some virtual courses and classes in general, but it hadn't hit mainstream population yet.
Yeah. And we explicitly eliminated that in the license. Like you didn't have a license to do this online, which we immediately changed like week two of the pandemic. I was like, okay, guess what? You could do it on Zoom.
Because I on my own without, you know, asking, hosted a virtual paper organizing retreat and then came back and said, oh, it worked.
By the way, this works. If you want anything done, ask Monique and then she'll bring it to me. But it made total sense. Everybody was at home. That's where their papers anyway. People were looking for things to do in community. So we opened up the certification program to be doing Zoom workshops, not recorded. So still live, yep. No replay, no recording. You still did it live. That ended up being like awesome.
You go to a live workshop, it's live.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You go home and it's over.
So we really found that was great for people.
It was great because there are some people, and a lot of you might be in the same boat. You don't have the time to take off to drive to, you know, we've had them in Cincinnati, but even another, you know, they've been in Florida. I was going to have one here by Chicago, but the pandemic hit the week of. So we've got people who, I mean, maybe you are one of these people, you would never, ever be able to go to one.
Yeah.
Because of work or kids or distance or finances. Yep. So we're able to meet a need, a very real need of paper organizing with the Sunday basket from anywhere. We have clients come to paper organizing retreats and Sunday basket workshops that live internationally, you know, Australia, yes. Canada, Germany, New Zealand. So people are able to really organize their actionable paperwork without having to come here and feel success and progress in their own lives.
Yeah. And it really is that original intent that I had that, you know, there are all different kind of learners. Like organization is a learnable skill, but we all learn in different ways. Some of us learn better in community. Some of us learn better in like a lecture style format. Some of us learn better at our own pace. Some of us learn better from reading the material. Some of us learn better from one-on-one instruction. Some of like there are all these different ways that you learn. And the certified organizers provide that resource for people who want to learn one-on-one and in small group instruction and live and in-person. Those three things are what the certification program really provides inside of Organize 365. I knew early on, very quickly, that I would not be able to do the live online workshops that I had been doing and that there would be more resources needed than I would ever be able to do on my own. So I'm super excited to partner with all of the Sunday Basket certified organizers to bring this closer to you than just Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
So when you get a Sunday Basket, included in your Sunday Basket purchase is our online group for Sunday Basket Club currently, which is run on Sundays once a week on Sunday. At, what time is it? 5 o'clock Eastern?
Yep.
We do it for 90 minutes. Currently, we do it inside of a Facebook group. It's streamed in there, and then questions are pulled from the comments. You know, that's changed and pivoted over time as it gets larger and larger. Monique, how large are those Sunday Basket clubs now?
We average between 120 and 150 people live every week processing the Sunday Basket. And when we talk about processing the Sunday Basket, we talk about this isn't the setup. This is not a workshop to set up your Sunday Basket. You can connect with a Sunday Basket workshop organizer to set it up. You can watch the online training videos to set it up. But when we're talking about the Sunday Basket Club, this is where you go to do it. Get it done. Plan your next week. See what things you need to do. See what things can be deferred and can wait. And we have a 90-minute live. And it is recorded. So if you're in the Sunday Basket Club and that time doesn't work for you,
yep.
We have over 3,000 people in the Sunday Basket Club. And we have so many of those people come back and watch the replays every single week because that time doesn't work for them. So we're giving you actionables, we're giving you support, we're answering questions, and we're giving you a format that works on reviewing your paperwork and planning your next week. And I think the beauty of it is we look at 7 days at a time. When you can take all the to-dos going forward and bring it down to 1 week, it's much more manageable and much less overwhelming.
Yeah, it's a co-working time. Like it's not an initial set up your basket. Your answers aren't specifically going to get answered during time. I mean, you just cherry pick the questions that get answered. Monique, did you ever think we'd have 150 people on live
doing
the Sunday Basket? Like, it's so crazy.
The first time we did it, I think we had like six or seven people.
Yeah.
Like, And we thought, oh, yay, this is great. Well, now it's just exploded. And I really enjoy the doing the co-working and doing the Sunday basket. But I have seen so many people meet each other and make connections that they never would have made. You know, somebody might say, hey, I'm doing, you know, I'm planning a party. You know, does anybody else have a slash pocket? What do you do with that? And there's a lot of community that answers questions from each other, which is really, really great.
So my 10-year vivid vision, like my 3-year vivid vision, I totally understand. And then when you're a business owner, you make like these 5 and 10-year plans. And so my coach is like, okay, so what's the 10-year plan? And I was like, I don't know, 50,000 Sunday baskets sold. Like we had done the math and that's what it would look like 10 years from now. Immediately, Monique says, we're going to need more Sunday basket clubs. It's like immediately her mind went right there. She's like, we're not going to be able to handle this in the Sunday basket club. And that's just a fact. Organized 365 is not going to be able to provide that many Sunday basket clubs and number of people that are going to be able to do that. That's exactly why we started the certification program before we even had a physical Sunday basket. I knew there would be a need for more smaller group instruction, one-on-one instruction, regional instruction, more time zones to offer Sunday basket clubs. Like we as a corporation just are not going to be able to meet that need. And so we need you. Like we need those of you that love and do the Sunday basket and would love to teach a handful of people how to do this weekly habit that's going to give them 5 hours every week to join us inside of the Sunday basket certification program.
I think that when we have the ability to offer more times and time zones, I think that's going to be a huge help for us.
Yes. So currently we run everything off of Eastern time zone because that's where I am and I'm terrible at converting time zones, but we do have certified organizers all across the United States. So we have Eastern and Central and Mountain and Pacific time zones. And right now we are just offering the certification inside of the United States. There are a few certified organizers that are in Canada that signed up before the pandemic, before we stopped selling internationally. I know you guys want us to ship internationally. I know there is an international desire and a need. The world is just kind of upside down right now. I don't know if you noticed, but borders are closed because of the pandemic. Shipping is just, you know, not ideal. And it is literally a fortune to ship things outside of the United States. So I can only control what I can control. And right now, what I can control is inside of the United States. So the certification program is going to be open May 21st to 31st. And we decided to record this as a Tuesday podcast because, you know, we can take it down when the coffee goes cold. We're going to leave this actually live all summer so that you can learn more about the certification program. As I'm on my book tour this summer, more people may want to join the certification program. So we want you to be able to have a podcast to go back and listen to. And we're also going to put this over as a video on SundayBasketCertification.com. Now, Monique, I'm not as good about the details in anything really, but I would really like you to explain the Sunday Basket certification is not complicated. It's fairly simple. They're just a handful of things that you get inside of this certification. It is a license between the original parent company of Organize 365 and you as a business entity. Organize 365 is a corporation, and our intellectual property and the license to sell my products actually comes from my original LLC. So that's why there's a little bit of a distinction between the certification program and the company that you see with the podcast and the website and all of that. So why don't you give them the details about the certification program?
Okay. The certification program is an opportunity for you to do two things. One, create a business for yourself just with Sunday Basket and helping people do get their papers organized, or create an additional service for a business you might already have. So if you have never had a business, you can sign up to be a Sunday Basket organizer. If you have a business, this may be a supplemental service. This may be, maybe you are an organizer and you're doing some stuff with productivity or some other home organizing, and you know that this system works and you want to have the ability to offer this system as a certified organizer through Organize 365 that can lend some credibility and a great support system that we have available for anybody who purchases a Sunday basket. So that you don't have to have a business. You can have a business. So I just want to cover that first because that is a question that's asked very, very often to me. The $475 is a yearly renewal. So when you sign up next year at the same date, you would, if you want to continue your certification, you would pay the renewal fee for the second year. So that is how that works. With that, you get the recognition, the visibility on Organize365's website. We have a tab at the top. It says events. And when you click on that, you can see what events are happening as well as find a certified organizer. So that directory is available. It has a map and it has bios and links to our professional organizers who are certified with Organize365. So you would have the ability to advertise who you are, why you love the Sunday basket, how people can get a hold of you. And that visibility comes with that. There is a training portal we have on video. We also have a private Sunday basket organizers Facebook group. So we have a lot of support for you. And if this is something you're interested in doing, you will need to put a little bit of work and effort into it. Just because your name goes up doesn't mean people come flocking. I think sometimes people think, oh, I signed up to do something. Why is it not working for me? Well, like any good thing that we're involved in, we have to put a little work and effort into it. It's not difficult. It's not rocket science, but it's a service that is really over and over and over again, people are needing help with their paper. So you would need to get an LLC or an EIN number. It's very easy to do that. We have a link to help you do that. So that is something that if you don't know how to do it, you're welcome to reach out to us and we can help you do that. We also have two more certifications that go beyond the Sunday Basket certification, but you would need to be a Sunday Basket certified organizer first before you could move on to something else. So they're not purchased immediately together. So we have a website, sundaybasketcertification.com. Details for the program are located there. So that is a great place to go back to after you listen to this podcast, get some more information. You can always email me, mhorb@organize365.com, and I can answer your questions, or you can sign up for a phone call with me and I can get more accomplished in a 10-minute phone call than we can going back and forth via email.
Yeah. So big picture, if you want to partner with Organize 365, people ask us all the time, like, do you have an affiliate program? Do you have any kind of a, you know, affiliate relationship? We do not. We have a licensing program. And so a licensing program is very different than direct sales or a franchise or something like that. It's kind of like Microsoft offers licenses. So you have a license to use your Microsoft products for a year, or Adobe, you have a license to use your Adobe products for a year. If you choose not to renew your license, that's fine. But also you can't edit your PDFs anymore because you don't have an Adobe license. Also, what I did when I did some digging and I was researching licenses, I realized that sometimes you can buy Microsoft products from a licensed redistributor. And they sell products, they sell Microsoft products, but they also sell, you know, Apple products and other products inside of their store. So they have a license to sell these products that they have bought at wholesale. That's exactly how this is set up. A license is the least, they're the least amount of rules with a license. Basically, it's just an agreement between you and a company to be able to license their intellectual property and join it into your company in whatever you're already doing. So we have certified organizers that are bookkeepers that use our products inside their bookkeeping business. We have certified organizers that are professional organizers, and they use this for the paper portion of their business. We have certified organizers that own small businesses like chiropractors or things like that, and they sell the binders and things like that inside of their organization. There are not a lot of regulations on the certification program. It's just you have to be a business in order to partner with Organize 365. And this initial license with the original company that has all of the intellectual property gives you permission to then sell Organize 365 products and buy them wholesale so that you can resell them and earn money on the products, as well as charge for teaching workshops or things like that. So the other thing that Monique mentioned is we do have a paper solution certification. Those are the certified organizers that are doing weekend paper retreats. And when you go to that events tab, you actually see their events. We have 12 or 14 that are doing them every single month. Like they're doing them on a regular basis in person and virtually. And then we have about 75 Sunday Basket certified organizers. Those are listed in the directory. So if you go to the events tab and you click on events, you're going to be able to see the paper organizing retreats that are there. That's part of that additional certification. If you go to the directory, you're going to see all 70 of the certified organizers that are in the directory who have the ability to have Sunday Basket workshops. And then coming this fall, we are going to be adding on a Business Friday Workbox certification. We have a group of 12 people that are, look at that smile on Monique's face. We have a group of 12 certified organizers that have been piloting this for us this spring that are helping us in redesigning and taking our Workbox program to 110%. We're super, super excited about that. But we have some new requirements for you to add on these certifications. So you need to be a Sunday Basket certified organizer and have helped 10 people get their Sunday Basket started, or at least had 3 Sunday Basket workshops, and then you apply for these additional certifications. So if you're thinking, yes, I want to do paper organizing retreats, or oh my goodness, I definitely want to, I have businesses that want to put business workboxes in place. And we do have some businesses that are putting the Organize 365 Friday Business Workbox in their entire companies, which is so exciting. If you want to be able to do that in the fall, you need to sign up now as a certified organizer so that you can have the experience and the training in order to be able to add that on later. Anything I missed there, Monique?
Nope, I think we've got it all covered.
Okay, so if you go to sundaybasketcertification.com, that will give you information about the certification program and the paper solution certification, the one that allows you to do the weekend training retreats. You will not be able to sign up for both at the same time, but this at least will let you know what's coming. The Friday Business Workbox certification will not be out until next fall. We are doing a live Q&A, and this is time sensitive. So we're going to let this podcast run all summer. So if you aren't listening to this like on the day that it comes out, you're going to miss it. But we are doing a live Q&A Thursday, May 21st. And of course, Monique is happy to answer any of your questions by email and hop on a short call with you to answer any of your questions. We know you have individual questions or you just want to tell Monique, here's my exact scenario. Will this work for me? Or how have you seen this work for me? Her email is morb@organize365.com. So that's M-H-O-R-B at organize365.com. She also can send you the replay of that webinar that we're going to do on May 20th. And we'll probably put that webinar that we do on May 20th up on sundaybasketcertification.com as well. And leave that up there over the summer because, Monique, I'm going on a book tour.
So excited. The book tour that didn't happen because of the pandemic is still happening.
Yes. So someone said to me, they said, so is this the book tour from last summer or did you write a new book? And I said, yes, I did. I wrote a new book so that it would make sense that I would go on a book tour, but also I'm also promoting the paper solution. So you are going to hear a lot of details all about the book tour and the book coming out on this Friday's podcast. So I'm not going to divulge all of those secrets here, but if you're listening early, these are the cities I'm coming to. So you just heard in a prior podcast that I'm going to be a grandma. And because I'm going to be a grandma, I cannot go on my 40-city tour like I wanted to. I am condensing this book tour that I wanted to take into a 6-week time frame from July 8th to August 18th. Greg is very sad because I'm going to be gone most of this time. I'm going to 12 different cities. We're going to do 15 book signings. So 3 of those cities actually have 2 different book signings. Because the cities are so big and you know, north, south, east, west is a big deal in those cities. So we're doing multiple book signings. So the cities are, and you'll get all of the signup information on Friday the 21st, but the cities are Cincinnati, Chicago, Minneapolis, Dallas, Houston, Phoenix, Orlando, Tampa, Atlanta, Cleveland, Akron, and Columbus. And in five of those cities, we are going to have Sunday Basket certified organizer meetups. So if you can get to these cities, we're going to have just the certified organizers get together. I'll sign your book. We can take pictures, do all of those things. Those will be in Chicago, Dallas, Phoenix, Orlando, and Atlanta. So if you have been excited about the book tour, like I have been excited about the book tour, and you've been thinking about maybe you want to do the certification program, we're opening up the certification program from Friday the 21st all the way through the 31st. So you can get in, you can get all of your training, you can be ready to go so that when I come to the city that is closest to you, you can come to the book signing, you can get your picture taken so you can put it on the website and you can go with all the buzz that I'm going to be creating in these cities. I know I'm not making it to the East Coast. I'm not making it to California and the West Coast. I mean, I would love to travel everywhere, but my daughter's going to have this baby. And there are only so many places I can go. I said to Monique, I just think I should do a book tour every summer and I should come out with a book every summer.
Okay. Let's do it.
And I'm totally gonna. And as soon as this little baby, Abby doesn't need me to be her pseudo spouse, I will be traveling. Like my dream is that I would travel 7 to 10 days out of every single month, that I would just leave and travel and come back and spend a couple weeks at home and at least a week on the road. That is what the cadence will be. It's just going to take a little bit longer for that to come to fruition. Anything else you want to share, Monique?
I'm super excited about the book tour. And I think it'll be just a great opportunity to get your boots on the ground, get around different areas of the country. And then if you are a certified organizer, by the time she comes to your city, you will be invited to the opportunity to go to a meetup and meet Lisa and meet other certified organizers. The certified organizer program is also a really great way to create neat relationships and lasting relationships. Yeah. So a couple of my very best work friends I have met are Sunday Basket certified organizers, do not live anywhere near me at all.
Yeah.
But we have met at trainings, we have met online, and we have had the opportunity to develop ourselves, our businesses, our friendships, our relationships. And, you know, that's an added bonus to becoming a Sunday Basket sister, is that you also have the ability to expand your world a little bit more.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm super excited too. Like when we think about this, Monique and I are like, oh, we could do this. Oh, we could do this. Like we get so excited. Some things that you're going to see this summer coming out of Organize 365, we did a third-party research study and we got so much information. We're creating multiple reports that we are going to be sending to the media in each of these cities with the sole purpose of trying to get on local media and in local newspapers. Part of how we picked the cities that we're going to is we picked any media markets that were between number 3 and number 15 in the United States. So as far as morning TV, I will have hit most of the number 3 through number 15 markets in this book tour. That's part of how I picked the cities. We want to really share the information that we have found about the American population, how they're feeling about home organization, and how they're feeling about their paper organization. We have some really awesome statistics that are coming out that will be very media worthy. I'm hiring a publicist, so we will be getting in more traditional media, more magazines. We are also talking to larger organizations about partnering our products with their distribution channels. So I am working behind the scenes on getting this solution that we know works. Like we know this works. So how do we get the Sunday Basket that we know works? And the binders that we know, you know, eliminates your filing cabinet, ditch the filing cabinet, have these binders. We know these things work. How do we get these out to more people so that they can also get organized? So also, if you're listening all the way to the end and you know what cities I'm coming to and you know someone in your local media that I should connect with, please let me know. You can email me, Lisa at organize365.com, or even if I'm not coming to your city, but you know somebody who is in any kind of media and they would be interested in these reports that we are creating, you'll be hearing more about these on the podcast. And if you're at Embrace, you'll hear the keynote and then that'll come out on a podcast as well. I would love for you to share this because, as you know, organization is a learnable skill. And together, once we get organized, we have more time. And when you have more time, then you can go out and do what you are uniquely created to do. All right, Monique, I think we should send them off and they should come join us.
Yes. Join us. Yes. We have lots of fun. Join us for the question and answer webinar this Thursday evening. Mm-hmm. If you do not have the ability to do that, just circle back with us and we will make sure you get all the information.
Yeah, we would love to have you join us. Thanks, everyone.